Good morning. It's time for daily prayer at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 2, verses 13 through 25. The Reverend Randy Asbury is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 2. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So much for gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Just before today's reading, Jesus had turned water into wine and restored joy to a wedding. There's a Jesus we can embrace. Now, though, we see his righteous indignation burst forth. And at Passover time, no less. He takes some ropes used for the animals and with them fashions a whip and drives out those animals. He takes the money drawers and pours the coins on the ground. And he upends and overturns the tables. That's one way to launch a ministry. Before we pile on the money changers too much, they did serve a legitimate purpose and function. If you were traveling from up north, say in Galilee, you could not easily pack up your sacrificial animals and make the long journey to Jerusalem to make the needed sacrifices. Instead, you would sell your animal, take the money with you to Jerusalem, and once there, purchase the proper animal for sacrificing in the temple. And the money changers would exchange your currency, the one you brought, for the local temple currency. The problem with the merchants and the money changers was not their function. It was their greed, their abuse of the system, their price gouging of out-of-towners coming in to worship. Luther called it crass commercialism. They were putting their profits above the things of God in the worship space. As Jesus charged, they were turning God's house into an emporium, a large retail store. We're not talking selling cookies in the narthex or down in the church basement. We're talking building a shopping mall around the church. the buying, the selling, the counting of profits, overshadowing God's free gifts in his gospel and sacraments. Yes, Jesus' zeal for God's house would consume him. The Jewish leaders push back. What gives you authority to upend this fine money-making machine? Who do you think you are to redirect our gaze to the things of God? And Jesus gives a rather cryptic answer. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. And they're confused what he means by temple. And they quibble over the construction timeline. When we fast forward to the end of Jesus' ministry, when he's on trial in the mansion of Caiaphas, the high priest, we see some of these same religious leaders using Jesus' own words against him. It's one of those show me the man and I'll show you the crime kinds of trials. And a couple of witnesses come forward. They accuse Jesus of saying he would destroy the temple. But the details of their false testimony did not match up, so their claims were disqualified. What was Jesus saying, though? He never said he would destroy the temple. He actually aims the words, "destroy this temple," at the Jewish leaders. They, not he, would do the destroying. And what would they, the priests, the elders, the Bible scholars, destroy? This is fascinating. The English simply says temple for both what Jesus cleaned out and for what the Jewish leaders will destroy. The Greek, though, uses two different terms. The first term refers to the whole physical plant of the temple grounds. Jesus cleansed the temple court, the outer grounds of the facility. That's one Greek term. The second Greek term refers to the inner sanctuary, the sacred space. Destroy this inner sanctuary, Jesus says, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Remember, this is the same Jesus who is the Word of God. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt or tabernacled among us. So Jesus is speaking prophetically of his impending death and resurrection. He would not destroy any physical plant building, but they, the Jewish leaders, would destroy him, the inner sanctuary of God's dwelling among us. They would destroy the inner sanctuary of his body, but he would raise it up on the third day. And this destroying and this raising up would happen all for us. And now, because of his destruction on the cross and his rising on the third day, you and I are also cleansed and raised up. Remember how St. Paul wrote about it to the Corinthians. Do you not know that your body is a temple, an inner sanctuary of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. The Word, who is God, cleanses us of all those ways we put our own profit, our own gain, our own well-being, our own interests above his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. In the raised temple of his body, he continues to dwell among us, his church, full of grace and truth. And Jesus' zeal for the dwelling of God also gives us zeal to glorify him, not ourselves, in the body of his church. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.